Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, finally, after a fight, Friday seems like 100 years ago, given the big raid in Kensington. And I don't think we've talked enough about that and how the Philadelphia Inquirer pivots. Imagine a block, Weymouth block, Street. I don't know if I've ever been on Kensington because I drive pretty fast getting through there. Run by a huge drug gang, some of whom probably here illegally. By run by, I mean they run it like a business, like you're punching in, you're on the clock, all those things. And the city of Philadelphia and the police commissioner praising Kash Patel, not Krasner. Did he take a shot at Krasner? Meanwhile, I've been in back and forth on Twitter, well, offline, but with Dog the Bounty Hunter, Henry. You're wondering what the heck was, Henry on Sunday sees me saying, yeah, come on. Get Dog the Bounty Hunter on. I'm working with him here. Dog the Bounty Hunter has a team apparently investigating the Greenberg case. And he says, if Judge Dugan's elected, Dugan has promised all-out effort on this. And then Dog the Bounty Hunter starts to open up on Krasner. I mean, can we have a bigger circus? Krasner versus Dog the Bounty Hunter. All right. So I don't know what's going to happen there. We're working on getting him on. But he suddenly popped up here at the 11th hour. All right. The Honesty Award, though, and this is really important. And we have both of them on today, goes to Matt Rooney and Scott Presler. First, Rooney, over the weekend, trying to rouse Republicans. I know the headline story, I think Matt's going to say, he's here at 12:45, is that things look so good. You've seen those crowds. You've seen the surge, it looks like, of people showing up to vote, the early voting now, the next number of days. The issue is, the numbers are not where we thought the numbers would be based upon previous. Better or right around 2021, but not as good as 2024. And I realize it's not Trump on the ballot. There's the first thing again. This is so maddening. And I have to be honest with you. What do we do with these Trump voters who just get all ga-ga-ga-ga-ga, and Trump's on the ballot, and then if Trump's not on the ballot, they don't get it. They don't get what's happening in Jersey to them if they don't vote. And they don't seem to get the narrative, how important that is going into the midterms. The media would like nothing better than to have Sherrill and Spanberger both win. If one of them loses, and it probably would be Jersey, that is a big, big narrative builder for us. So Matt has been tweeting out about that. Come on, get on the move. Not happening in the way they want it. And Scott Presler seconding that. So we can put on the pom-poms, go rah-rah, all true. But it's better to deal with reality and tell people to be out there voting. So you can call in if you were in Jersey. It had to be unbelievable over the weekend. It looked great in so many places as far as the number of people revved up to be out there. And Jack's hit 8 or 9 stops. Just unbelievable, the stuff going on with that. I voted my first mail-in ballot on Saturday. It was a traumatic experience, but what am I going to do? We will be coming back on Election Day, and I was doing the calculations. We're supposed to land at 4:30. That would give me plenty of time to get to my polling spot. Yeah, but given airlines right now, et cetera, I'd be out there hitchhiking. But, Ro, come on, pull that suitcase up a little bit. We got to get to the polls. Henry, have you ever hitchhiked? I had a hitchhike at one extensive period not that many years ago.
Really? No, oh, I've never even thought about doing it.
Well, why wouldn't you think? Sean, how about you? Have you ever hitchhiked? Yeah, this guy looks like, come on, Sean. No?
No, I've not.
Oh, my God. What the heck? That's on the producer's test. Must have hitchhiked.
Oh, that's creepy. What? Isn't it illegal?
Hey. What the heck? Might be, Sean. You're right. All right. I had to, Henry. I didn't have a car. It broke down. It wasn't an easy bus thing and all that. Yeah.
Was it like a snowstorm? Is it a one-way road?
No,
like...
I mean, no. I just did it. I was teaching then to get to work. I hitchhiked.
So that's fair.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm surprised at that response. Okay. So, first mail-in ballot. The other thing, we leave tomorrow around 6:30 or so, I think it is. Hit us with, we had a guy, Joe of South Philly, called the other day. His advice in Calabria, the Godfather Tour, and Sicily. If you have any advice in Italy, if you're a veteran, Ro and I have been to Italy 2 trips now with conservative. This is the third. The first, we centered on Rome. The second, we centered on Venice and then Lake Como and stuff like that. This one is Naples, Calabria, and Sicily. And it was just 83 there yesterday. So it's hard to believe we're in October and it's 83. It's kind of tropical. So hopefully it'll be 75 or so. All right. The other thing over the weekend, Mondani. Mondani is just a piece of work. I don't know which one to play you first. The father to say, yeah, let's set it up and that kind of thing, you know. The Mondani, first of all, when he ran to be president of his high school class, you know, and I've never done that, but if you do that, you promise people stuff. We get that. This maniac, though, was promising kids at the Bronx science place he would get them each day free juice, freshly squeezed by local providers. Can you imagine with high school kids? What the heck?
It's the updated version of Kool-Aid and the drinking fountains.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, just the staggering nature of this. And he was only in high school. So what might he do if he's elected mayor, which he's going to be? Well, listen to the father. Listen to the father's attack on America. And he's an immigrant to America. Then I'll play you the son. Talking about Islamophobia, couldn't let it go to the end. He says it's acceptable still in New York to be an Islamophobe. And he talks about his auntie, you mean your aunt? His auntie not wearing the hijab on the subway, poor babies, after 9/11. Our buddy Scott Jennings had some retort to that. Here is first Daddy Mondami telling us about how bad the U.S. is.
America is the genesis of what we call settler colonialism. And the American model was exported all around the world. Abraham Lincoln generalized the solution of reservations. They herded American Indians into separate territories. For the Nazis, this was the inspiration. Hitler realized 2 things. One, that genocide was doable. It is possible to do genocide. That's what Hitler realized. Second thing Hitler realized is that you don't have to have a common citizenship. You can differentiate between people. The Nuremberg laws were patterned after American laws. Anyway, the U.S. put Indians in reservations. The U.S. invented the model.
So now Trump's not only Hitler, but the entire U.S. We invented the model for Hitler. Hitler was just minding his own business. He wouldn't have thought any of this stuff. And he goes, oh, man, look at Abraham Lincoln. Now that's a model to have a Holocaust. That's the father. Here is Mondami himself. This is Cut 11, talking about in the middle of all this, how he was going to stand against the evils of Islamophobia. This is just the last couple of days. The one acceptable hate that you can still have. And he talks about how with 3,000 Americans plus dead on 9/11, his concern was his auntie couldn't wear her hijab, even though now it's coming out. She was never in New York and she wasn't riding the subways then. She was in Tanzania. Wow. Here's Mondami.
I want to use this moment to speak to the Muslims of New York City. I want to speak to the memory of my aunt. Who stopped taking the subway after September 11th because she did not feel safe in her hijab.
All right, so only a little bit there, but there you have it, okay? So Scott Jennings making a point. I'll play it a little bit later. Yeah. Your aunts, if this is true. 3,000 dead Americans. You know what this gets to again? It gets us to this tired thing around the issue of attacks on Muslims after 9/11, which by and large did not happen. Which by and large, by any metric, how many times have we been over this, given the provocation, that wasn't how America reacted. And in fact, in Paterson, near New York, not too far, is where people were celebrating. We've gone through this how many times? 9/11. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. One thing we'll get into throughout the show, and we hope to get them on. I just believe, and thank you on Twitter, a lot of people recognized Henry getting on the Charleroi people again. Remember that? That small town and illegal immigration, etc., and closing the loop on it. Well, Dave Sunday put out late on Friday. Remember when we had several counties, Lancaster seems to be the one, the major one, right? Where there were fraudulent registrations and they got caught. Well, Dave Sunday is prosecuting a bunch of people now. I believe it's seven and one main principal of a group that is a left-wing group that harvests ballots. The Voter Registration Project for jacking up phony registrations. Remember that? Remember we had people and we had to face them down saying, oh, your boy, Scott Presler, it's probably him, and we didn't know who it was. Well, we know who it is. Now you're saying, well, that was a million years ago. Look, these things take a while. But you know what? It's sweeter when they take a while, and Dave Sunday, the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, is on it. That's what I wanted you to know. They've got caught. They've been caught on this. And the penalties could be very severe, particularly with one guy. It was in Lancaster. Then we had spasms all over. By the way, in the current New Jersey race, the National Democrat Republicans are suing Burlington County because they won't comply with just basic information to make sure that everybody recognizes this is transparent as far as the election cycle that we're in. So Republicans are on this. There is no excuse not to vote. And again, who is it that is not coming out to put up a big score? You know, we wanted something. Let me see if I can come up with this metaphor. I think when Matt Rooney and Presler are saying we wanted a 65-yard run by Saquon on the first play, just blowing by Giants who look bewildered. A game start here? What the heck's happening? I don't even think anybody even saw him, let alone put a finger on
literally.
Him. Yeah, literally. We wanted that, and what we got is an off-tackle play for 7 yards, something like that, you know? That's what we wanted the first day. It was good, but it's not up to the level where we thought the excitement was. So Matt will be here. He'll lay it out and tell us how it's going today at 12:45. Jeff Van Drew made news over the weekend. By the way, the biggest federal workers union just this morning has called for an end to the shutdown. The biggest federal workers union end to the shutdown. Now, what does that mean? It means Democrats are under pressure here. Now, they're playing with the SNAP thing with the food benefits being curtailed for now. But on the other side, when the biggest federal workers union says, no, it's time to stop this, that's a lot of pressure in their base. All right, side question. It's amazing over the weekend, the East Wing of the White House being put into a new ballroom. We have Eric Swalwell, and I'm not making this up, saying if you run in 2028 as a Democrat to have any sniff in the nomination, you must pledge that your first act in the first 30 seconds or so, you will knock down that ballroom. Can you see the bulldozers lined up? Rah, rah, rah. All right, he's president. Bang. You know, he comes driving up. Does he want the president to be there like one of those home remodeling shows, taking, you know, give everybody, hey, Swalwell, that's what you could do. Give all your donors. They each get 10 grand to swing a sledgehammer at it. No, 50 grand to drive a backhoe into it. What could go wrong? All right. Yeah. So that's Swalwell. We are looking for an all-time real or fictional room, like the ballroom. All right, I'll take off, not that it's the most famous, but it really is iconic in a lot of ways, the Seinfeld apartment.
Oh.
Yeah.
You stole mine.
I can't believe it. Yeah, I mean, that is the most random thing imaginable. I didn't see anything here. I just thought about it this morning. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was like the first one that came to my mind. Okay. I'm like, because I was watching it like over the weekend at some point. I was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. It's literally just a room.
I looked up a list, and it was Friends. And I don't like Friends, so I thought immediately Seinfeld. Yeah. You need time to come up with another
one? You know what? No, I had some back ones in the back here. So, What do you get, Dom, when you have a person who's never directed a film, never starred in a film, a bunch of actors that have never starred in a film, and a $6 million budget? You get a complete disaster.
Okay.
I mean, oh,
and that is what happened with the 2003 independent movie The Room, starring Tommy Wiseau,
right.
An unmitigated disaster. It's become a cult classic in the years coming because of just how poorly directed, edited, acted. I mean, the casting. I mean, they have a little boy being played by a 30-year-old man. It's one of the worst movies you'll ever watch in your entire life, and it all takes place pretty much in one room, hence the name. The other one I'll take off the board is, how about Vincent Van Gogh's painting, The Bedroom?
Very good. I like that first one. That is really capturing it. Sean, you were late to this one, but do you have one? A room?
So I've got a... He's got this music bed plan of White Room by Cream.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then as a backup option, my other favorite room would have been Store Room by Leonard Cohen, which is an outtake from his first album.
All right.
Adding to the musical repertoire of the show. Thank you. Okay, good. All right, so it could be real, it could be fictional, any genre, anyway, real ones too. Think of a room. It's all in the call, as usual. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. So we're going to talk with Matt Rooney today. Of course, our buddy Scott Presler, usual. And we've gotten the two students who are, they're trying to kick them out of Rutgers University because they've exposed this guy, Dr. Antifa, who's written books. More than that, calling for funding of Antifa. I thought it didn't exist, but that's where we are. And we also have Jeff Van Drew stopping by at 2:30 today. He's involved in a lot of stuff, not just a shutdown. Nervous about medical benefits and Trump voters. and we'll ask him about Jersey voting. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. All right,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. Side question today, all-time room, the ballroom, the White House, the Washington Post had over 12,000 replies to an article about the East Wing and what's going on with President Trump and the remodeling. Swalwell saying, oh, yeah. You run in 2028. You have to say you're going to dismantle the ballroom. You're going to knock down the ballroom. Otherwise, you can't be the nominee. The derangement has now moved from to the ballroom, amazingly. And again, the silliness of thinking this is the thing that is going to rouse the American people come the midterms more than anything else. How many times have they said that? How many times have they been off? All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. Let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Hey, thanks, Dom. It's funny. When I hear them come up with issues like that, that's when I always say to them, you really have nothing of any substance to use against us. Because this is what you got to go with. And it was hilarious when you said that they were going to use a backhoe. We know that Swalwell knows all about that. He knows all about backhoes.
Yeah.
But on a serious note, normally here in New Jersey, we get our sample ballot in the mail, which tells us our polling place. And not that some of us don't know it anyway, but all that stuff. Well, I have not gotten any ballots yet, not from me or my wife. So I don't know if there's anything nefarious going on. They didn't mail ballots or they're not mailing them to certain districts or I don't know. Well, but I'd want to put it out there before Matt Rooney's on.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, Scott, call. I mean, that should be there by now, I would think. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll figure out where to go, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that are out there that, you know, they don't get the ballot, especially in an off election year, not a presidential year. You know, you'll have a lower turnout for sure.
Well, the
point is,
I want to ask Matt Rooney. I'm glad he said it and Scott said it. They're not papering it over. There was a lot of excitement, but the raw numbers, we need more, is the bottom line here if we're going to beat her. Not that it's desperate, but to be on track is the way I understand it, a bit more. We're dealing with half a percentage point, but that's what this is going to come down to.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I'm just wondering, I'm sure there's an enthusiasm gap because it's not a presidential year, but if people aren't getting their ballots, I'm sure that would affect the turnout also.
What's your side, Scott?
My side is something very popular today, the NFL draft room. Where everybody gets in there
and
talks back and forth. They make the trades. Yeah. You know, it's major now. Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest thing going.
It is. We don't see, and particularly when they let the cameras in there, we don't see the NBA quite have something like that, or Major League Baseball. It's like, who cares? And hockey, they're probably in a bar or something. So, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. The NFL, the draft room, without a doubt. That's a good one. Okay. 855-839-1210. You get a line. This is Cut 8, Henry, and I might stop it here at some point. Here's CBS3 announcing what was a huge event in Philadelphia. Particularly, they did this outside the guidance of Larry Krasner. How in the world did it take the FBI coming in to shut down an entire block run by a drug crew who puts out their own videos, their own, like, dancing entertainment videos around the drug trade? And ran it like they had, people that were employees. Like, this was their corporate headquarters on Weymouth Street over in Kensington. I believe it's 33 people. I wonder how many are here legally. We haven't seen that yet. But the Inquirer pivots to say, yeah, why are we hitting the drug boats? For the same reason, because that fentanyl ends up there. Why are we having the National Guard in various cities? For the same reason. Here's CBS3 reporting.
And now this, chilling images. According to the FBI, these masked gunmen are part of a dangerous drug ring that was dismantled today in the city. The agency is saying it confiscated dozens of guns and a substantial volume of fentanyl in an early morning takedown. CBS Philadelphia's Ryan Hughes is in Hunting Park following the investigation. Ryan?
Yuki, good afternoon. The FBI director in the U.S. Attorney's Office says the Weymouth Street Gang was a drug trafficking organization that ran like a business and peddled in poison for more than a decade. This afternoon, after a coordinated takedown, we are told that operation has been dismantled. Chopper 3 was over the scene earlier today as FBI agents moved in over the 3100 block of Weymouth Street. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 33 people have been indicted in this case. 30 are now in custody. Those arrests stretching from the city to Delaware, South Jersey, and Puerto Rico. Investigators are actively still looking for 3 people. Our cameras also captured agents going into homes and carrying out boxes of evidence. The FBI says they recovered dozens of firearms, including assault rifles, and they seized substantial volumes of fentanyl and narcotics. The U.S. Attorney's Office tells us the gang has been operating since 2016, selling fentanyl, cocaine, crack cocaine, and heroin. Investigators also say members enforced their territory through threats of assaults, shootings, and murder.
Not only are we removing guns and gang members and robbers and firearms, we are removing an entire coordinated section of gang violence permanently off the streets.
We are reclaiming these neighborhoods for the people who live and work here. We are taking back what the defendants are alleged to have stolen from the community, which is peace, prosperity, law, and order.
Yeah, so the head of the FBI here, you're right. Exactly right. Why does it take the feds? Why does it take the Trump? Now, they did work with the Philadelphia police and all that. Here is Chief Bethel, though, and is this a bit of a shot at Larry Krasner? Cut 6.
To protect their business. And unfortunately, that ends today.
Hold on, the sound is not working.
I won't recap.
All right, was working my head. Okay.
And the rest. You know, yeah. Maybe it's just
well, let's start, let's start over.
But we know that they were all...
Yeah. Well, here is Bethel. Here's Chief Bethel. Yeah.
To protect their business. And unfortunately, that ends today. I won't recap their jurisdictions and the rest were made, but we know that they will all be brought into federal court. I remind you again, these are federal offenses. They're going into federal court to be handled by someone I know who's going to take the appropriate action to address this behavior. This is what it looks like when the threat around drug trafficking.
All right. How many different ways did you have to say it there, Chief? I wanted to tell you, did I just remind you? Yeah, you did. Federal court. Oh, did you know it's federal court? And I have ultimate faith in the persons that are going to be involved there are actually going to prosecute this.
I don't even think it was the way like he or what he said. It was just like, or the way he said it. It was how he like looked around the room, like looking at everybody, like you all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm doing.
Should
here.
Have a big sign over here. Krasner. Everybody knows it. I told you, Dwayne the Bounty Hunter is on this. I've had him on a couple times. It's wild. Does he really have a team investigating the Greenberg case? And somehow or another, that's pivoted back to Krasner. Judge Dugan says, yes, detectives tell him this was insufficiently done. He will hold a full investigation. Why doesn't Krasner do that now? He's no longer the attorney. I know he got out because he was the attorney for the Greenbergs on something. Why doesn't Krasner call for another look at that? It's not going to go away with old Joshy Shapiro and what he did here or didn't do. All right, I'm coming to more calls. Matt Rooney at 12:45. We'll talk with him about how did the first day and a half now or so go with early voting and his sense of where the campaign is. Also, headline from the Philadelphia Inquirer. 14 printed pages. These parents wish Mikey Sherrill would defend their transgender kids. They understand why she doesn't. She's been quiet on this because of those mean Republicans in New Jersey. No, she's not been quiet, and she's not been, you know, every day talking about it because it's a loser, because America is not going to put up with this. And they go through the whole gauntlet of what I try to tell you all the time. I have not seen an issue like this. It takes reluctant voters and turns them into voters. Can't do that with too many things. All right, phone lines, 855-839-12.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
10. All right, Dom G or Dan O's show. You know, people that I follow on Twitter that are pretty accurate, and I know want Chetarelli to win, they have it up just in. New Jersey Democrats have expanded their lead with in-person early voting day one. They were up 2.8 day two, plus 3.4, 68,000 so far to 68,665 for them, 63,178 for Republicans, others 31,000. Now, we don't know how the others vote. We'll see if Matt can light a fire here. I mean, it's not bad, but it's not where you'd like to be. To be seeing all the energy that we're seeing, the crowds, et cetera. I know people still like to vote on election day, but let me just say, look, I voted by mail. I didn't like it. I voted by mail in person. It's already been tabulated. And particularly, I told 10 people over the weekend, hey, you got to vote for Commonwealth Court. The judge we had on that was at a Lebanese restaurant the other day, it was really interesting, his judicial philosophy and also his food choices. So, Judge, Common Pleas Court is important. Every race that you can vote in. But this is paramount. So if you know anybody in Jersey, tell them now's the time to vote. Because when people see this, they realize how doable this is. So Democrats are not wildly ahead. It's just that we thought with the enthusiasm we're seeing. And again, is this coming back to Trump voters saying, Trump's not on the ballot? It just sickens me. How many times do we have to go through? Oh, I'm low. You have 9 days, whatever it is, to vote. Or you can vote by mail if you don't want to show up on election day. You're driving by. It can't be that busy this time of day. Pop in and vote. And is first day of early voting becoming the new? Look, I don't like the fact that we don't have the tradition anymore. People showing up on election day. We all share that together. That's true. But this is the new game. It's like introducing your three-point shot. To win it, you can't be feeling you're down a million votes heading into election day. It depresses the vote. That's what happens. All right, let's go to Tom in Gloucester on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, this is Tom from Gloucester. Calling about the gentleman who called about the sample ballot.
Yes.
I'm not sure if he was from Gloucester County, but there was a lawsuit.
Okay.
Over our sample ballots, or actually over the ballot. This year, the Republicans were going for column A. And every year, we have everything stripped down in columns A, B, and C.
Right.
So we were column A this year. And then somehow the Democrats figured out that they would change it up into blocks. So they put
right.
all the people running for governor in a block, in a block,
right.
in a block.
Right.
So the Republicans sued over that. And won. The mail-in ballots, it basically came out during the mail-in ballots. That's how we found out that it changed. So they sued on getting it back to the column. They said the mail-in ballots stayed the same because they're already out.
Mm-hmm.
We know how hinky
right.
stuff
right.
is with the mail-in ballots. So what they did was they said that they would reimburse us for the funds for column A, and they're going to keep it. And they said, no, we want column A.
Gotcha.
So...
Right.
So they ended up
yeah.
keeping it column A. When you go to vote
right.
in person, it's by column. So the
Good.
Reason is, I guess they just didn't print them. They probably had the other ones printed ready to
right.
go, but no,
right.
we haven't gotten them in Gloucester County yet.
Well, he's in Camden, but thank you, Tom. Thanks for all that. Again, just underlines that Republicans are on top of this stuff, but Democrats don't give up. Like, I think the way Alina Haba the other day talked about what they're doing in Passaic County, they're going to be on it. They're going to put the fear of God in. Take them out in handcuffs if you have to. I told you, Dave Sunday, what is this, a year and change? Well, it's just about a year. In 2024, we heard these disturbing reports. Remember, we had a source telling us that in Lancaster County, a couple of these others, you had people that were stuffing illegal registrations in for people to vote. And I believe Sunday is arresting or did arrest. He announced on Friday 7 of them. And this could be, you know, the one guy, the kingpin of this. This is heavy duty sentencing. Put the fear of God in them. That's what has to happen here. So it takes a while. I agree. And Passaic County, I mean, my God. Over the weekend, Akeem Jeffries was on, this is cut 17 with Margaret Brennan. Now there's a new boss at CBS. Maybe Margaret Brennan's going to go after a Democrat or two about the fact you don't like Trump using the term rigged elections, but now you're using it. Here's how it sounded.
You said Democrats, there are no election deniers on our side of the aisle. You said that back in January. But recently, you've been using the term rigged elections in reference to the upcoming midterms. Democrats were appalled when President Trump used language like that. How do you justify using that now? Doesn't that undermine faith for voters? You need to show up.
No, I've been using that term in the context of Donald Trump's unprecedented effort to gerrymander congressional maps in a partisan fashion all across the country in order to rig the midterm elections and deny the ability of the American people to actually decide who should be in the majority as it relates to the House of Representatives.
You know, Democrats are also going through gerrymandering and redistricting.
No. Well, Democrats are going to push back aggressively to make sure that we have fair maps across the country, not partisan gerrymandering, which Republicans have initiated in state after state after state.
Well, the fact is, Minority Leader, that Massachusetts, 40% of the voters there registered and vote Republican, and yet there is not one Republican in the entire state of Massachusetts in the Congress. Not one. Sounds like gerrymandering, doesn't it? All right, Matt Rooney, right on the campaign trail with the latest, is next here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time. Matt Rooney, almost campaigning as hard as Jack Ciattarelli, founder of SaveJersey.com, of course, 1210 WPHT host, with us with the latest in the Jersey governor's race. Hey, Matt, you and Scott Presler get the award from this show for honesty rather than just putting on the pom-poms and saying everything's going completely according to plan. How about today? What can you tell us?
Well, Dom, very little in life goes completely according to plan, right? What do they say about if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans?
Well, I like Mike Tyson. Everybody has a plan until I punch you in the mouth. Yes.
Yeah, in some weeks it feels like we don't have any teeth left. Yeah, I know you know how that goes. But, but look, I mean, here's what I'll say, Dom. We're now in our third day of early in-person voting. The goal here for Republicans is to hold their ground, and if they can, by the end of it, cut into the Democrats' pretty sizable vote-by-mail lead, which is pushing about 200,000 ballots at this point. A couple days into it, look, folks, I mean, there's bright spots. There are darker spots. We could go by 21 counties, and each county give you a ton to chew on, This is still very much the Republicans' game to win. That would be my summary and my message to the audience, Dom, that if Republicans vote and they turn out, there are enough of them where they can win because the Democrats are underperforming in enough places, places like Burlington County and our listening area, for instance. The Democrat turnout's not been particularly robust. So we can do it. But it's going to take work. What we really need is more of those Trump voters, those of you that stood in line for hours last year to vote for the president. You know who I'm talking to. You need to understand that if Republicans lose in Virginia and New Jersey, that is the beginning of the end of MAGA. That is the beginning of the end of America First, because it's going to set up Republicans for a bad start to the midterm cycle, which is already going to be a knockdown drag out. So I can't be any clearer about it. There's no reason to panic, but we definitely need Republicans to kick it in here through November 2nd, which is the rest of the early voting period.
And I would say, Matt, I've never seen enthusiasm like this, though. My God, and Ciattarelli, 7 or 8 stops the first day. It was incredible. The enthusiasm of those voters are there. That's why I would point the finger back to the reluctant Trump voters. Trump's not on the ballot. And the narrative I would say, Matt, is if we lose this in Virginia, if you lose both. Now, on the other hand, if we win Jersey, the narrative turns. There's wind in the sails. The media has to acknowledge that it's a big deal.
That's right, Dom. Whatever those shots were they were giving Joe Biden before the debates to stay awake, winning New Jersey would be that times a thousand for our movement. It would supercharge it heading into the midterm cycle. And let's also not forget what's on the other side of this, too, right? Like, we could talk about Jack and the president until we're blue in the face. Mikey Sherrill is about as far from your grandma or grandpa's Democrat as you could possibly get. I mean, this is a far, far left member of Congress, votes lockstep with Hakeem Jeffries. She does not believe
in parental autonomy with deciding what's best for your child, whether they're learning salacious topics in schools or selecting their gender. She supports higher taxes. She supports this crazy affordable housing mandate system, which is destroying our communities. This really is going to be, in some ways, the last stop for New Jersey, possibly the point of no return, if we don't start to turn things around. This has to be our turning point. Hat tip to the great, late Charlie Kirk. We got to make this one count. But what I'm seeing in the early voting data, there's some very bright spots, but there's still a lot of what we would call low propensity Republicans who voted for the president last year who have either not made the decision to vote, they've got that ballot sitting on their table at home underneath a bunch of bills, or perhaps they're like, I'll get to it later next week. But Scott Pressler says it all the time, and he's right, Dom. We had him on my show last week. What if you get the cold that day? What if there's a convenient pipe burst at your polling station and it closes for 3 hours? Mm-hmm. What if some geriatric poll worker can't figure out how to work the new technology on the tablet, right? There's a lot of things that can go wrong. You shouldn't chance it. There's a reason why you don't do important things the day of or the night before, right? You gotta get it in now.
I voted for my first time traumatic experience by mail on Saturday, Matt, because we're going to be in Sicily and Calabria, and I don't know any family members there that might be able to get that vote back home or something. So that's what you got to do.
Yeah, that's what you got to do because it's important. So a little bit of planning is all we're asking for. I also want to remind people there's a very important practical reason why you should vote early beyond planning, because some of our friends out there, Dom, they say, what's the difference if I vote here or there? You got to remember, groups like Scott Pressler's are targeting people in part based upon whether they voted already.
Right.
So Scott Pressler and Cliff Maloney and a lot of other really good folks out there that are doing hard work, they're spending money chasing you right now. Text messages, mailers. Get your vote in so not only they can leave you alone, which they want to do, but they can focus those resources on the stubborn ones that we really need to try to light a fire under between now and the close.
Hey, Matt, you mentioned something, and again, we have such grand issues here, but I'm big in this camp on the transgender issues that really helped Trump. And when Jack said the other day, he really made a point about this. Yes, schools will not be able to hide all that stuff from parents. I think that's even more important to people than, you can't have boys and girls sports. What do you mean you wouldn't tell the parents if the kid at school is being called by different names, et cetera? They're the parents. I mean, how much more basic do we get?
No, you nailed it, Dom. And I mean, to me, that issue is really, it strikes to the heart of why guys like you and I are limited government conservatives and proud to be. Because we can debate tax rates until we're blue in the face.
Right.
At the end of the day, I am the parent of my two children, not Phil Murphy, not Mikey Sherrill, not the state of New Jersey or the government down in Washington, D.C. I am their parent. I should make the primary decisions when it comes to their education and their formation, not some bureaucrat. But that's not what Mikey Sherrill believes, and she's been very explicit. They think that not only are there 52 genders, but also it's up to the NJEA, the teachers union. It's up to Trenton to decide what's best for your child. That should offend everyone's sensibility. And I agree with what you're saying, Dom. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it should be a major part of every Republican candidate's closing message as we approach election day, because it's what we used to call a 60%+ issue. You can't really disagree with it.
No, I think it's 80-85 on this, Matt, without a doubt. So SaveJersey.com is the place to go, really, to get the absolute best. And I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but the honesty award, you and Scott Pressler, it does no good to paper it over and say we're flying 100%. Accentuate the positive, but remind people the clock is ticking right now.
Yeah, and look, the math is there, right? Because I don't want anybody to confuse this and think I'm being negative. I mean, look, Jack lost by 84,000 votes last time. We've made up half that in just voter registration changes this year. And then in addition to that, there was a big endorsement over the weekend, the VOD out in Lakewood.
Right.
This is the most important council of Orthodox Jewish leaders. They issued an unprecedented endorsement of Jack Cittarelli, not just in Lakewood, but the surrounding communities. It's been estimated that's probably worth at least another 25,000 votes beyond what Jack was able to get last time. So, again, the math works, but only if all of you out there vote with the same intensity that you did for President Trump. He's asked you to do this, right? You don't have to take my word for it. The president's made the time to ask for your need to stand with him like he stood with us.
Absolutely. Matt, thank you again. Hop on tomorrow if you have any time. Just whenever you feel like calling in, we'll get an update.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'll definitely come back with some new numbers, Dom.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. Thanks very much. Matt Rooney here. Look, and I appreciate the honesty of this and the context of it. And again, this is the age-old problem with Trump voters. And I'm not going to pull punches. I'm excited. Trump's not on the ballot. Go to hell. No, you go to hell. You're just tired of this. How much do you have? And the last thing Matt said is so important. The numbers are there. If people just vote, it's turnout. And not vote a week from now or whatever. Just do it today. Again, the vote chasers then stop chasing you. They go on to other people, harder to get to the polls. Two, it sets up psychologically where we look like, wow, the other side thinking, why vote? Yeah, maybe I will, maybe I wouldn't. That's exactly what you want. Why is this so hard? You know, I'm kidding to say it was traumatic to vote. I mean, I had to go to a place not too far from the house. I sat there for about 30 seconds because I knew in my head every vote, every line, everything else. How many Democrats going to vote? Do not retain. Do not retain. Do not retain. Hey, Claude, the guy that's running for judge in Philadelphia, I forget the last name, Claudio, you were one of my first do not retain. Can I have an extra Spence, a highlighter pen? Do not retain. Can I put my vote in blood? No, sir, you can't do that. You know which vote, Henry, would I put in blood on the ballot this time?
What's that?
What do you think?
Dugan?
Dugan, yes. Took a while, yes. All right, come on over here now. This is rare, sir. We're going to let you put a blood spot on there for Dugan, yes. I don't want it to bleed over near Krasny. He's caused enough blood. It doesn't take long. It's right there. The vote's already registered. That's what you can do up and down the line. In Jersey, it's even easier. It's like polling. The rationale here of the Trump voter, though. Okay. Big 1 o'clock hour. We're going to talk with these two students at Rutgers, Charlie Kirk's Turning Point, who outed, in plain view, this Dr. Antifa, a teacher there. And as a result, Rutgers in central Jersey. Well, there's no central dime. Come on now. Upstate New Jersey. that Rutgers. And now they want to expel them from Turning Point. They want to expel Turning Point. They're here at 1:30. But hit us with that all-time room next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.